Leviticus chapter 9, verse 22. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them and came down from offering the sin offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings and Moses. And Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. I want the Lord to help us this morning on part three. I think that we need to remember again, and I certainly don't want to go back and rehearse part one and part two, but I want you to understand that we are an emotional people. Hello. Amen. Emotion is an action in response to something that has happened. Amen. Either from anger or fear or joy or shock or sorrow or grief or love. Any of the above and many more as well. Amen. There's something inside of us that says, body, get involved. Body, cry. Come on here. Body, shout. Amen. There's something inside of us that we are an emotional people. And I spent a rather lengthy time the last 2 days on the subject of emotions, where they came from. And why? And we also spend a lot of time on the fact that emotion is not the blessing, but is the response from us being blessed, or because we are blessed. Amen. Emotion is a part of human nature. Yeah. If you're living, if you're breathing, come on here, you do have some kind of emotion. Amen. My wife, we've been married 48 and a half years, soon be 49. I could probably count on one hand the number of times I've seen her shout or dance in the spirit. But she has an emotion. She gets her blessings when she cries and weeps and just stands there, and tears run down her cheeks. Amen. People crying is an emotion. People laughing is an emotion. Smiling is an emotion. Amen. Clapping your hands is an emotion in response to something that has happened. Amen. It's the way that God has made us. We are emotional creatures. We are not robots. Come on here. We are not robots. God didn't intend for us to be robots. He didn't intend... come on here. Amen. He didn't intend for us, amen, to just be mechanical. Amen. He intended for us to have feelings. He intended for us to have emotions. It doesn't matter who you are. Amen. You do have some sort of feelings, emotions, actions, and reactions. Amen. God doesn't just push a button and say, now shout. God doesn't push a button and say, cry. Amen. There's something that's got to transpire that triggers, come on here, some sort of emotion inside of... I'm a shouter. Amen. I like to shout. I like to holler. Praise God. Come on here. Amen. I really do. I get thrilled. I got blessed last night watching Brother Lee Brock. I mean, I just got so excited. I didn't run myself, but I sure enjoyed watching him run. Amen. 40. When we consider that God moves by His Spirit on each one of us and we respond in different ways, it's a good thing. Amen. Brother Brock got as far away from his wife as he did last night, or she'd have been pulling his coattail. Amen. Afraid that he is going to get too excited. But when the presence of God comes down, come on here. I said, when the presence of God comes down and manifests itself and blesses us, there is going to be some sort of response, amen, in our physical bodies. Amen. In our time, don't y'all fall out with me right here, start with, because I got a lot of stuff ahead of us this morning. In our time, it seems like people are emotional everywhere except in church. And they think you get out of order when you get, amen, emotional in church. Man, man, I wish some of those folks was here last night. Amen. But you see, the Bible is contrary to that. The Bible is full of emotion. Full of, come on here, amen, people getting excited. It's scriptural to be emotional. Amen. On many occasions, the Bible commands us to shout with a loud voice. Amen. Brother Joy Heights text, amen, two nights. Amen. Oh, clap your hands. Praise God. Get involved. Get excited. Amen. Rejoice. Shout for the Lord. Amen. With a voice of triumph. Praise God. We are an emotional being. Amen. It is scriptural to be emotional as long as you don't base your spiritual experience with God on that emotion. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the entire gist of what I've been trying to tell you the last 2 days. Amen. Amen. You base your experience with God on emotional experience, and you'll be up and down, discouraged, encouraged, saved, backslid. Amen. Saved in every revival that comes by. Amen. If that's all your experience is based on. Amen. But regardless of whether you feel good, amen, or whether you feel bad, you're still saved. Regardless of whether you're sick or whether you're well, you're still saved. Amen. If you're on the mountaintop, amen, or if you're in the valley, you're still saved. Come on here. Amen. Hallelujah. As long as you do what is right, amen, and you still act right, and you still conduct yourself right, amen, because you're saved and not because of how you feel. Amen. I can shout and be right and scriptural if I'm living right and saved by grace. Hello here. Somebody say amen. You believe that? Say amen. When God speaks to us, amen, and comes down upon the sanctuary as He did in the book of Leviticus, the Bible said, and the presence of the Lord came down. Amen. There will be times when you'll cry. There will be times when you grieve. There will be times when no one else is around that your heart is so broken. Amen. That you just, are y'all still with me? Amen. That you just want to be by yourself when everybody else is asleep and things have happened that causes grief. There'll be times when you cry and weep until your pillow is wet with tears because of the grief. Amen. That is not wrong. Come on here. Amen. If you think for a moment that you're going to get out of this world without being emotional, you've got another thought coming. We are an emotional creature. The Bible tells us that Jesus wept. Come on here. He wept at the tomb of Lazarus. He wept, amen, over the city of Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Come on, now y'all stay with me. Amen. That was an emotion. Amen. He got angry. Come on, stay with me here. Amen. And drove them out of the temple. Amen. Come on. Turn the money-changing tables upside down. Amen. He was an emotional creature. Praise God. He was man, God, if you will. Praise God. I want to tell you, if he was emotional, then you and I have a right to be emotional. Now, I gave you some negatives the last 2 days, amen, about this thought of emotion. I trust that the Lord will help us this morning, amen, to talk maybe a little bit on the other side of the equation. Amen. It's not wrong to have or manifest some emotion. Amen. When things are bad and sad and grief comes, it is not wrong for you to weep and cry. Amen. You go to a funeral of a dear loved one. Amen. A dear loved one, kinfolks, or a close friend. Amen. And when you stand there in front of that casket and look in the face of that corpse, amen, there's something there that triggers an emotion. You remember things of the past. You remember things that they said. You remember things that they did. Come on, are y'all still with me? You remember, amen, and when they close the casket and they put in the ground, amen, you remember things about their features. Amen. You remember how they used to smile. Amen. Maybe just one corner of their lip would come down when they'd smile. Are y'all still with me? You'd remember the spots on the back of their hands. I've seen women come, amen, to a funeral of their husband or companion. Amen. And they bend over and they would stroke the brow. Amen. And pat the cheek. Come on here. It's the body. You can say what you want to. Amen. It's that body that they've been acquainted with for the last 40 years. Amen. That means something to them. Amen. Because they know now they'll never see it again until Resurrection Day. And they stand there and they weep and they cry. Amen. We are an emotional creature. Hey, I'd like to talk to you a little while this morning, if you will. Most of you know about our son that was murdered and killed in Florida. Hey, man, and he used to call his mother, even though he was in a backslidden condition, way away from God. He'd call his mother at least once a week, and sometimes more often. And she looked forward to those phone calls. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. Even though she knew he was away from God, that's still her boy, still her son. She remembered when she rocked him in her arms. Amen. And kept him close to her in growing up. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord coming into this place this morning. Amen. Amen. And he would call her on a regular basis. And she looked forward to those phone calls, knowing that he was away from God, that there was something in that mother's heart. Amen. That she wanted to hear his voice. Amen. That was her baby. That was her darling. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Then many a time, great God help me here, many a time that I woke up during the middle of the night. Amen. Amen. And she'd be sobbing and crying. Amen. Even after we buried Randy and put him in the grave. Amen. She'd wake up during the night, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it might have been, and she'd be weeping and crying. And amen. I'd turn over. Amen. I'd say, baby, what's the matter? And she would say, if I could only hear his voice. If he would just call. Amen. If he'd just say something to me. And I'd pat her on the arm and I'd say, baby, he won't never call no more. Amen. And she'd weep and she'd cry. Now I want to tell you, that's not wrong. Absolutely not wrong. Y'all stay with me. Amen. That is human emotions because of something that has transpired. Hey, amen. And many's the night that I'd get up or wake up in the night and her side of the bed would be vacant and she'd be off somewhere in the other room. Amen. Praying for God to help. Amen. And one night I woke up and I heard something in another part of the house. Amen. I looked on her side of the bed. Amen. Her covers were pulled back and she was missing. Y'all still with me? I want to talk to you this morning about emotions. Amen. And I got up and I never turned the light on. I can walk through my house. Amen. Never turn the light on. Praise God. Amen. I got out the bed. I went out the bedroom door, down the hallway. Amen. And followed to where I heard the sound coming from. Amen. Went out into the foyer. Amen. Stood in the 4-foot doorway of the living room. And I saw her kneeling. Amen. At the old reclining chair on the other end of the room. Amen. She was sobbing and crying. Amen. She was calling on God, the Lord, to help her. I felt like I was in the presence of heavenly beings. Amen. That morning in the darkness. Hey, God, come on here. Amen. She poured her heart out to the Lord. Amen. I didn't know, great God, I didn't know, Brother Callicott, how long that grief would last. Amen. How good, Lord, help me here. Amen. How long she could go, amen, without something happening to her mind. Amen. But I stood there in the doorway that morning. Amen. In the darkness of the night. Amen. I saw her weeping. And I felt the presence of a heavenly God come down into that living room. Amen. In just a few moments' time, I saw one hand go up. And then I saw the other hand go up. Amen. And I heard her speaking in a heavenly language. Amen. I said, glory to God. She'll be all right now. How come? Sure. Come on here. Her emotions was responding to the presence of God that came into that living room that morning. I want to tell you, when God comes by, when the Holy Ghost presence makes itself real in your heart and soul, you are going to respond. Oh, God, help us. Luke chapter 24 and verse 53. And the disciples were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Who was in the temple? The disciples. Amen. They were there continually. What were they doing? Come on here. What were they doing? They were praising God. That is an emotion. Come on. Amen. If we get to the point in our church in America where we don't think it's necessary to pray aloud and to pray together, we are in trouble in American church. Amen. Did you know that it is scriptural and in the Bible to play music in the church? Amen. The church without Christ don't believe that. Amen. Come on. Somebody say amen. I lost you right there. Praise God. But read the book of Psalms. Read the book. Help me here. Read the book of Revelation. Amen. They're singing. Come on here. There's music playing. Amen. Psalms 150 tells us what kind of music they played. On the organ. On the stringed instruments. Praise God. On the drums. The timbrel. The tambourine. Praise God. And then he said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the quietest world you're going to ever be in. Amen. You mean, Brother Savage, we're going to have emotions when we get to heaven? Yeah, we are. Glory to God. Come on, somebody say amen. Hey, I read in Revelation, amen, where they were singing. And they had harps. 144,000 in one place had harps. 144,000 harps. And they were all playing.
praying. Amen. And music unto the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they gave honor. And they gave praise. Amen. And they glorified the name of the Lord. And blessed be the Lord that has redeemed us and washed us in His own precious blood. Woo!
When we come to church, I'm feeling better. I don't know about y'all. When we come to church, we pray together. We sing together. I don't know how it is in your home church, out of our country. Amen. We have somebody come special singing. They get up and they start singing. You know, special singing, really, really special singing. It's supposed to be special. Amen. You'd think that when they call on, I start to say Jack Daniels, but I'm going to have to change that name. If you call on John Doe, amen. Help me, Lord. I'm in trouble right now. If you call on John Doe to come sing a special, you expect to hear John Doe sing. But in our holiness churches, John Doe comes up and starts singing. And the glory of the Lord comes down in the sanctuary. And before it's over, 98% of the congregation is going to be singing right along with John Doe. And you hardly ever hear anything John Doe says. Amen, because everybody else has got involved. How come? Because the presence of the Lord has come down. And there is something inside of you that says, sing, body, sing. There's something inside of you that says, stand up, body, stand up. There's something inside of you that says, clap your hands, body, clap your hands. Because we are an emotional people. Woo! Help me here. We bring our minds together. We bring our thoughts together. We bring our spirits together. And we pray aloud together. There is unity. Huh? Where there is unity, there's strength. There's been times, of course, Joey Hyde is always on the mountaintop, you know. He probably don't know nothing about this. But there's been times when I've been to camp meetings. Man, I needed something. Come on here. I needed something. Ah, hallelujah. Y'all stay with me. Ah, if I could just get where the saints are. If I could just get in the atmosphere where the glory of God is. Amen. I feel like I can draw strength from, amen, Eugene Calicott just by being with him. I feel like I can draw strength from Oscar Oakley just because I'm near with him. Come on here. We draw strength from one another. Amen. We are bone of his bone. We are flesh of his flesh. I draw strength from, amen, Keith Thompson. Glory to God. Just by being near where he is. And that's the way God intended for it to be. Amen. And when we leave the house of God, amen, lo and behold, we've shouted, Lee Brock. Amen. We've rejoiced. And we felt God come down. And that presence, amen, shattered all the fear and all the discouragement. Amen. And there's something that burst inside of me and says, hallelujah, I can go another day's journey. Joey Heights text. Oh, clap your hands, holy people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. I'm feeling better. I've taken it kind of slow the last couple of days, but I'm getting excited this morning.
Somebody say amen. Brother Roy Horton in our church at home. Amen. You probably remember him, brother. Right? One of the greatest men I ever had pastored in my life. He's deceased now and gone to glory. Man, I hated to lose that man. But he'd make up his own words. Amen. Amen. And he'd say, I'm about to get forsighted. I asked him one day, I said, Brother Roy, I've never heard of that word. What does forsighted mean? Oh, glory to God. He said, that's when you really, and he'd make faces like you wouldn't believe. He'd say, that's when you really, really get excited. Amen, enough that you got to do something about it. Hey, amen, I wonder if that's not what we need in our holiness movement. Amen, not because that we are high on an emotion. Amen, but we are high, amen, on our emotion because God has come down. Amen, and His presence is real right here among us. And we shout because of His blessings.
Leviticus 9:24 contains a lot of emotion. Don't ever think that it's unscriptural to be emotional. If you think for 1 minute that I'm going to talk to you, amen, in opposition to emotion, I'm not. Because I get emotional. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Help me here. Amen. The Bible is full of emotion. And so are you. Just look at Joey Height. Nobody's like Joey Height. Somebody said to me not long ago, said, God threw the pattern away when He made Joey Height. I said, no, He never even had a pattern. God bless Sister Trish. But don't base your experience with God on any emotion. No. Amen. Leviticus 9:24. Amen. Is the result of God coming down physically, bodily. Are y'all still here? Visibly, bodily, physically. Amen. With consuming fire from the altar and devouring the sacrifice. Ah, the appearance of God and the manifestation of His presence was the blessing. The experience which they had. The fact, help me here, that God came down visibly, physically, touched the altar, and it was consumed with heavenly fire, and the sacrifice was consumed. That was the blessing. That was the blessing. And the people's response was the emotion. God never condemned them for shouting. He never can, come on here. He never condemned them for falling on their face. Amen. But rather to the contrary. Amen. The blessing of God will cause some kind of reaction inside of you. Amen. If you get into His presence. Amen. Your experience ought to be based on commitment. When we, help me here. I thought last night in the power of God that was flowing in this place. When that brother, what's his name, Grizzle? When he got coming out of his seat. Amen.
And the stroke that he had took a lot of his... Are y'all still here? A lot of his ability to move. But such as he could, he'd shuffle his feet. Amen. Come on here. And he'd shake. He grabbed the hold of Brother Hyde, and I thought he was going to shake into pieces. Amen. Hallelujah. How come, Brother Savage? Because there was a presence in this place. Amen. And when that presence comes down, amen, it would not surprise me. Great God, I'm feeling better here this morning. Glory to God. Somebody said, what'd you do that for? Because I felt like it. Hallelujah. That's some emotion. Amen. There's a presence in this camp meeting. Amen. That we need to understand. We've got to give vent. Amen. To an emotion. Because of God. Would not surprise me at all if in such a meeting as last night, the power of God reach out and touch some of these cripples. Throw the cane down. And just start walking. Woo! Hallelujah! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, man, is that wrong? No! We are giving... Hey, man, come on here. We're giving vent. Amen. And an expression about the power that has been manifested in the hearts of God's people. Help me here. I didn't tell anybody last night. Didn't even tell my wife. While the power and the presence of God was being manifested around this front, I looked out across this congregation and I saw a thick cloud look like a heavy fog. Amen. Glory to God. I thought maybe my glasses had fogged up, Brother Mike Maxson. Amen. I took my glasses off and looked again. And it was still there. Hallelujah. When that presence comes, it won't nobody have to push your button. There'll be a spontaneous eruption. Amen. That comes out of the middle of your heart and soul. Hallelujah. And your body will say, stand up. Amen. And something inside of you will say, run. And something inside of you will say, shout. And something inside of you will say, get up and glorify God. Help me here. You base your experience with God on commitment and dedication and your love for God. Not on whether you feel good or whether you feel bad. Help me here. I don't know, I might preach till 1 o'clock today. I feel pretty good right now. Now, if your relationship with God is based on whether or not He blesses us with the abundance of money, cars, food, and things that we like, amen, come on here, amen, then we love God because of what we get from God. Some folks only come to church for the loaves and fishes. But what about the truth and the message? Come on here. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. If you're just serving God for what you get and what you have, amen. Come on here. You're going to be on a roller coaster ride. What about when you don't have anything? What about when you don't have two nickels to rub together? Hey, man, and you can't go to McDonald's when everybody else goes to McDonald's. Come on here now, preacher. Book of Job, You don't have to turn over. Chapter 1. Satan came to present himself in the presence of the Lord with the sons of God. Amen. Satan also appeared in the midst of them. And God said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth? Perfect. Perfect." Huh? Can God say that about us? Perfect. "One that escheweth evil, shuns evil." Come on here. Amen. But Satan said, "Does Job serve God for naught? Take the head that you've got around him down. Amen. And I'll make him curse you to your face." God, come on here. God had confidence in Job's commitment and not in his emotion and not in the things that he had blessed him with. God, come on here, said you can have at him, but don't you touch his body. Come on here, don't take his life. Amen. And he took everything Job had. I'm not going through the whole amen story this morning because you know it all. Amen. He took everything he had. His sons, don't fall out with me here. Somebody said, "I don't believe like that." Well, it don't matter. Amen. You can tell it like you believe when you get up here. Amen. His sons and his daughters died in a drunken party. The Bible said that Job made sacrifice unto the Lord daily for his sons and his daughters, lest they have cursed God in their hearts. Huh? Man, man, man. Now, took everything he had, including his children. He had a funeral of 10 caskets and one funeral service. Man, I've experienced one. That's enough. Oh, God. I can't imagine what it would be like to lose all 10 at one time. Amen. I've got one son left. And I've got 5 grandchildren. And 4 great-grandchildren. Man, man, man ought to have the grandkids first. Hallelujah. I love my grandchildren. I love my great-grandchildren. Amen. That Whitney, praise God. Brother Bill, that Whitney can just about get anything she wants out of Papa. Amen. Her grandma spoiled her. Amen. I love my grandchildren. But I cannot imagine what it would be like to have grandchildren's casket lying in state in one funeral service. You talk about grief. You talk about grief. What about it, Job? Amen, you can't. Stay with me here. Your cattle's gone. Amen. Your oxen's gone. Great God, your donkeys are all gone. Your camels are gone. The houses are laid waste in ruins. Amen. From the typhoon and the hurricane that came out. Y'all stay with me. Amen. It's all gone, Job. Your children are lying in state. Amen. In your own tent. What are you going to do now, Job? His wife comes and said, Job, why don't you curse God and die? Amen. And Job reared back and said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And God, great Lord, Job did not charge God falsely. Amen. But he held his integrity. Amen. And because his relationship with God was not based on what he did have or did not have.
I heard, watch that black preacher, preach his own wife's funeral. E.B. Hill, preach his own wife's funeral. Man, what a message. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Help me here. I'm getting ready to close and couple hours. Job's relationship did not depend upon whether he had 1,000 cattle or whether he had none. It did not depend upon whether he had 10 living, healthy children or whether he had 10 dead children in coffins. What an experience. Did not depend upon whether he had lots of friends or whether he had no friends. His relationship with God was based on his commitment and the experience that he had with God and God had with him. Great God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You remember yesterday I told you that commitment is the bridge that spans the gorge from this mountain peak, amen, to that mountain peak. And you don't have to go down in the valley of discouragement if you've got a commitment that'll last. Hallelujah. Somebody say, while others are in the valley, while others are down in the gorge, while others, amen, are struggling for their survival in the raging waters and the torrents, amen, down below, praise God, you've just kept right on the highway and the interstate of God's grace. When things go bad, amen, come on here. Amen, come on, y'all stay with me. Amen, when all your friends and sometimes your own family, amen, turns their back, amen, goes the other direction, amen, and come on here. And the devil says it's not worth serving God over. Amen, there's something that rises up inside of you and says, my relationship with God, amen, I'm committed to Him. And He's committed to me. And I'll serve God whether I feel like it or not. I'll go to church whether I feel like it or not. Revelation, chapter 1. Get your microphone, brother. Verse 10. Man, I like this. I don't know what you're going to do with this. Amen, but I like it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You love God, say amen. You love Him more than just loaves and fishes, say amen. That don't mean you can't eat the loaves and fishes. Amen. When He provides loaves and fishes, just pull up to the table and have at it.
Amen. If it's nothing but finger foods and there's no fork and there's no spoon and there's no knives, just dig in, because the Master has provided.
Right.
Serve God anyhow.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Help me here. Are y'all still love God? Say amen. This book of Revelation, I don't know what you're going to do with this morning. Amen, but I'm not through, so just stay with me till I get through here today. This book of Revelation was transmitted from God, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then from Him to the angel, and from angel to John, and from John to the churches, and from the churches to us. Praise God. Amen, and it's a chain reaction that God's still talking to His church in these days right now. Amen, there, great God. Amen, there are three, help me here, I'm about ready to shout and can't hardly hold it. Amen, there are three, amen, classes of people that are blessed. If you read verse 3, amen, those who just read this book, and then those who hear the book, and those who keep the sayings that are written in this book. Praise God, somebody say amen. And by the time, hey God, that we find John on the Isle of Patmos, a deserted island, only 10 mile long and 6 miles wide. Are y'all still with me here? Amen. Rocky and barren, a place where exiled criminals of the worst sort are banished. Amen. And the only reason John is there is because he preached the Word of God. Amen. And had a testimony of Jesus Christ. And he's by himself. I don't know what day he got there. I really don't know. I don't know what day of the week he got there. Huh? I don't know how he kept up with the days. Help me here. I don't know how he remembered what day of the week it was. Verse 10.
Ten. I can't see.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. That's not his Bible, it's his wife's Bible.
Well,
he can't find nothing in it.
Okay. I was in the Spirit.
Oh,
on the Lord's Day.
Wait a minute here. Amen. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. That's a term. Amen. That the early church understood.
Ooh.
We don't completely understand it. Amen. But it was a term the early church understood. It was a term used of being wholly or completely in union with the Holy Ghost and yielded to the Spirit. Praise God. Until it is not you now, but it is God inside of you. It is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that liveth within me. The hope of glory and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for me. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. Did you know? Hold it right there. I'm getting ready to come back to you. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit. Huh? Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. Hey, they that are led of the Spirit are the sons of God. You can, great God, help me here. You can get in the Spirit wherever you are. Amen. If it's on a barren, desolated island or in the midst of a whole holiness camp meeting, you can get in the Spirit. It's not easily accomplished. You can get in the Spirit. Amen. Any place you find yourself. By what? By yielding to the Spirit. I know my hair's messed up. Don't worry about it. It's been messed up before. When you help me here.
when you get in a service like we was in last night, and you just sit there like a stone and a rock and a Gibraltar. Y'all sit with me like the rock of Gibraltar. Amen. That's the entrance way to the Mediterranean Sea from the Atlantic Ocean. And it just sits there, stands there. No movement. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I think too many church folks in the holiness movement are singing that song, I shall not be moved. Amen. And they are not moving. It is because that they never had that personal experience and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that causes a movement in them, and they've never yielded. Come on here. They've never yielded to that spirit. Hey, there's probably some folks here last night, amen, that really needed to be up here where the rest of the church was. Amen. Help me here. I saw a few hands back there raised up about half mask, and that's as high as they got them. If they'd have thrown them both in the air and come out of their pew, amen, there's no telling what would have happened. Amen. They would have had an experience with Almighty God. Hey, hey, hey. And they too could have shouted if they would have yielded. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day.
And I heard.
And I what?
And I heard.
He wasn't deaf. And I heard.
Behind me.
Uh-huh.
A great voice. As of a trumpet. Saying. I.
Great. Lord, help me here. The reason you're not hearing is because you're not in hearing distance. Hallelujah. Man, man. Hey, been several years ago I preached to this camp meeting. I believe it was morning service too, and my grandson Ricky was here. Y'all remember? Amen. And Ricky was standing over here, and I said, son, amen, he's my boy. I mean, I love Ricky. And God's helping him and blessing him and preaching great. Amen. And I said, son, can you hear my heartbeat? Come on here. He said, no, Papa. Amen. I said, take a couple steps forward. Amen. Y'all remember? Amen. He stepped forward about, amen, 4 or 5 steps. And I said, can you hear my heartbeat now? No, Papa. I don't hear it. Amen. Help me here. I said, well, come right over here and put your ear on my chest. And I fear that some of us are too far away from God to hear His voice and to know His heartbeat. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody said, I want to know what God wants out of my life. We'll get close to Him to where you can hear the throb. Amen. Of Almighty God's heart. Amen. Amen. Get your own emotions. Come on here. And your feelings set aside long enough to get where He is. And put your spiritual ear right on the heart of God. And you'll hear a thump. And a thump, thump. And a thump, thump. And a thump, thump. And all of a sudden there's something inside of you that says, I know what it is now. I know what God wants me to do. Amen. I felt His presence. I heard His voice. Amen. And He said, go be a missionary to the Philippines or to South Africa. Amen. Come on here. That's
right.
Heard behind me a great voice. As of a trumpet saying.
Saying.
Uh-huh.
I am Alpha and Omega. The first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book.
Uh-huh.
And send it unto the 7 churches which are in Asia.
Uh-huh.
Unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned. I turned to see the voice.
I'm about ready to run.
That's
glory to God.
Spoke to me.
No!
And being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks.
Uh-huh.
in the midst of the candlesticks, I one like unto the Son of God, clothed with a garment.
God, come down in this
foot.
Holiness kept me
girded about with a pack with a golden girdle.
Read.
And I heard, and the hairs of his head were white like wool and white as snow, and his eyes was a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass.
Yes.
As if it burned in the furnace, and the voice of the sound
of many waters.
Many waters.
Hand.
And he had in his right hand seven stars.
Hand.
And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword.
Yes.
And his countenance was like the sun that shineth in
glory
the sky.
Glory to God.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead.
That's an emotion.
God.
Glory to God. And when I saw him, who? When I saw Jesus. When I saw his glory. When I saw his power. When I felt that anointing, I fell.
I feel that presence. I feel the same presence that I felt in that Juroy Theater building in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Arkansas, Pike Avenue. Praying, seeking God 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I felt a holiness come into that. Come on, somebody say amen. I felt the holiness. I felt a purity, Brother Joe. I felt a purity. Amen. Like I have never experienced in all my life. And I felt just like Oscar Oakley, that if I was turned around, I'd see God. Amen. Like Moses saw God. And Hey,
amen, I felt that same kind of spirit in this tabernacle. And I feel like that if you and I, amen, can get in his presence, amen, just the same way, you too will say, oh God, amen, I gotta have it. I gotta have it. Do it again, Lord. My soul is thirsty. My soul is hungry for God.
He's saw him. There's something about his presence and visitation from Almighty God that's going to cause some kind of outburst in you. Lord God. The same holy presence that was in that living room when my wife waves her hands and starts speaking in that heavenly language.
Hey! That same holy presence that we felt in the service last night. Amen. When there was shouting, there was running, there was dancing. Amen. Come on here, and there was praying and seeking God. Hey, when that presence gets among us, there will be some kind of a reaction from the deep recesses of our soul.
I'm getting ready to close if they'll come with a song. Shall I not do it again, saith God? For I, the Lord, have come to visit thee. And it is the Lord that has stretched out his mighty arm to heal and to set free the oppressed. Yea, the Lord shall do a mighty work in thy midst. Draw nigh unto me, my children, and yea, the Lord shall work and do mighty things in your midst, saith God. Lift your hands and worship Him this morning. There's something moving in this sanctuary. This tabernacle of victory. This tabernacle of triumph. There's an unusual visitation of the Holy Ghost that is hovering over this place. And I hear God say, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. There's something stirring in this place. I sense that there is a holiness, the spirit of holiness. The book of Acts talks to us about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost over and over again. If you read, or y'all stay with me, if you read the Greek interlinear, every place where it mentions either Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, amen. In the Greek it said spirit of holiness. Hallelujah. I sense this. Give me a little more, brother. I sense in this tabernacle at Shady Springs camp meeting on a Thursday morning service, the spirit of holiness is hovering and brooding over this place. And it depends upon how we respond whether that visitation continues. Rita, stand up. The Holy Ghost said He's going to visit you. Give Him praise. Great Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oscar Oakley, the Holy Ghost said your ministry is going to take on a new dimension. There will be a visitation from God. I feel the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this place. Brother Jackson, get ready. Your church is going to have a revival. Praise God. You're going to see souls saved because the Spirit of the Lord is visiting your house. I tell you, I feel that mighty power. That presence is in this place today. Russell Cheek, you come to Shady Springs wanting something, needing something, and your family is reaching out. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, He's come to visit you. His presence is here just for you and your family.